With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. South Africa launching a case at the United Nations top court accusing Israel of genocide against Palestinians in Gaza, and asking the court to order Israel to halt the attacks. BBC correspondent Daniel DeSimone reports from Johannesburg.
The wording of South Africa's application to the International Court of Justice is blunt. It alleges that Israel is engaging in genocidal acts against Palestinian people in Gaza in breach of the Genocide Convention, including by killing them and inflicting conditions calculated to bring about their physical destruction. South Africa wants a hearing next week. Israel said it rejected with disgust what it called the blood libel spread by South Africa, which it accused of cooperating with a terrorist organization.
Also at srnnews.com, U.S. military launching its secret space plane. Well, it was secret. On another mission that's likely to last at least a couple of years. Here's Ron DeRockstra.
Known as the X-37B, the mini space shuttle blasted off from NASA's Kennedy Space Center Thursday aboard a SpaceX rocket. The Space Force's reusable robotic craft is only carrying classified experiments, no humans on board. It's the seventh flight since its debut in 2010. Altogether, the program's logged more than a decade in orbit, the last mission lasting 2.5 years. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
Powerful swells from Pacific storms causing huge waves to hit parts of California. Hit especially hard earlier Friday was Ventura, where a rogue wave smacked spectators and vehicles as it overran the beach. At least 8 people injured. They say Saturday could be even worse. This is SRN News. Now, the Southern Baptist Convention making a huge decision in 2023.
Delegates to the summer convention voted overwhelmingly to keep the denomination's prohibition on the ordination of women. The SBC also kicked out Rick Warren's Saddleback Church for its violations of that rule. Some people got mad, but Dr. Albert Moeller, president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, says, quote, "It's a matter of biblical commitment to the scripture that we believe clearly limits the office of pastor to men." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tens of millions of people participating in Giving Tuesday this year, raising $3.1 billion in a single day for charities. However, that amount represents less than 1% increase over last year's giving, far short of the current 3.2% annual inflation rate. Many charities, though, are getting creative to help bring in more money. This is SRN News. Well, correspondent Damian Troyes has the market report, with stocks ending lower for the day Friday, but substantially higher for the entire year.
Stocks slipped on Wall Street Friday to close an otherwise strong year. The S&P 500 fell 0.3%, but closed the year with a 24% gain and is sitting just below its all-time high. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell slightly after setting a record on Thursday. The NASDAQ Composite fell 0.6%, but that was barely a blemish on an annual gain of more than 43%. The broader market's gains were driven largely by big technology stocks for most of the year. Chipmaker NVIDIA rose about 239%. Easing inflation, a resilient economy, and the prospect of lower interest rates energized investors, particularly in the last 2 months of the year. Damian Troisi, New York.
And as for 2024, most experts say it's anybody's guess right now. More details at srnnews.com.